Now, there were also people who could work out their taxes at that time.
That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the way of office work for them. It was all outside work.
But then again,
in the winter, lots couldn't go outside. If you gave them the clothes to work in, they couldn't do it, you see. They were asthmatic or arthritic, you see. You could work in this kind of weather, yes. You know, cleaning up the ditches and so on. And the foreman was pretty broad-minded. He used to, you know, shut his eyes sometimes. You know, if a guy couldn't cut the mustard. It was pretty obvious in many cases the guy couldn't stand up sometimes.
were there a lot of people who were not well because of the depression, because they hadn't been eating well?
Yes, lots of them. We knew an old couple, didn't we, down there on near Stride. And they were not in relief, but he had a very serious operation, and they were living on their savings, you see. But this operation just bankrupted them completely. They had to look for relief, you see. It took all their savings away, just like overnight, like that, you see. And I think Nancy to go there, she have some grandchildren or something. Remember? What was their name? But there's a very sad case. That was only one of many cases, you see, of people who came right down from, all of a sudden, bingo, they were hit with operations or, you know, ill health, and what they had saved up just went out of the window, you see. And they were compelled to go down, or they could get prescriptions. They couldn't work, you see.
Right. So the people who worked got cash, and the people who couldn't work got the script. Were there any problems using the script?
Well, there was at first.
There was a few problems. Some of these unscrupulous stores used to raise the price, with extortion, actually. Yeah. But they came to light, and it was, action was taken because people themselves would complain, you see.
Right.
But generally speaking, there wasn't too much of that, as far as I remember. But there was two. I knew two or three of the others, you see.
Yeah.
What happened was the whore used to blacklist them, you see. And say, you don't get any strip from us anyway.
Anyway, we were in that...
Punish them for a month, you see.
We were in that Edmund's house for 5 years. And we managed to pay our rent pretty good, you know. We would go without other things. And... so as to pay the rent, but about maybe a couple of months, we weren't able to, you see, and the agent came around, you see, for the owner, and he was really aggressive, you know. He said, so I said, well, I'd given him what was, you know, the script, but probably we could make it up, give him bit by bit somehow, but they wanted to sell the place anyway. So
they couldn't say.
So anyway, they decided they would evict us, you see. There wasn't that much work there to pay
them. You see, that's another point. When you told Burnaby about the situation, they said, well, are you in the house now? What are you worrying about? You came back when you're being evicted.
You see.
So I said, okay. I said, you'll evict me. So they got an eviction order. They called me up to the county court in Westminster, and I went up to defend myself, and I had quite a time in it. It was quite an experience. And the judge was he was kind of amused, you know. Anyway, said Mr. Purdy, I think you better get out this day and give the gentleman his house. So I did very well, so...
He gave us a month.
He said, here's the eviction order, he said, he gave to the man's lawyer, you see. So I went down to the horse and said, I'm evicted. I said, now I've got a house.
So it didn't worry you very much.
So they gave me a choice of 7 houses.
They wouldn't be 4.
And they're all big houses, you know. And we chose one on Nelson Avenue, a nine-room house that Ernie Winch built. You know, Ernie Winch, the CCF chap? Yeah.
He was a good builder, I think.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we were in there, you see.
For 34 years.
That was $10 a month.
We eventually bought it.
That was $10 a month, you see. But we thought that was grand because there were so many rooms, everybody could have a room to themselves. In this other place, we didn't, you see. And it was horrible.
You had 4 children, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 boys, 2 girls.
Who did you pay rent to in that? To the municipality?
Yeah, that's right.
To Nelson, yeah. So we were in there. And we went in there in 1938 into the Nelson Avenue one.
That late?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. 37 or 38, because we were in the other place. It was 37 or 38, yeah. Wasn't it? And then the war started in 39, you see. So he joined up. And then they decided to raise it to $12 a month. So we paid $12 a month, and then it went on, and then the war ended, and then they were going to sell, you know, put it up for auction, the place. So then, by this time, you know, we'd managed to get a bit aside to, once going through depression, that's one thing it learned you, was to save for a rainy day. So anyway, we saved, and we put in a bid, didn't we? And it was accepted. So we bought the house, you know, which took us only about
5 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years, you see.
We paid it off.
And we paid it off, you see, and we lived in that place for 34 years.
How much did houses cost in, or how much did it cost?
That was 5150.
5,100.
For a 9-room house.
Yeah. But then in those days, they were going for $450, some places, weren't they? Right, well,
there was a house opposite us on Edmund Street. It's a 6-room house. There's bedrooms upstairs, and it wasn't a concrete basement, half concrete. It was offered for $400. Mm. And they couldn't sell it for that.
So in depression days, nobody had no money.
There were 3 mortgages on it. And some guy came from Ontario, Mr. Reed, and he gave him $350 for it. Cash. And I was doing an audit there for the government many years later, 1956 or 7. And at that time, it was just been sold for $9,000. And I went there again in about 1963. It had been sold for $18,000. And it had been up and up. And each time it had been renovated, you know, and, you know, painted and improved. You would note the place today, it's the same house.
Was it usual for the municipality to give people houses to live in?
There's so many empty ones.
Yeah.
They want to be able to live in there to keep them, you know.
They wouldn't give it to, couldn't go to the municipality and say, look, I want a house. They wouldn't do that. You had to look and search yourself. We searched for months and months, and we couldn't find a place because we were worrying about getting out, you see. We were trying to get out. We were doing our darndest.
We didn't go to Burnaby for that. In the first place,
there wasn't that many houses. There wasn't that many houses around to rent anyway.
But I had the choice then of several. This was the best one, I figured. I saw them all.
These were houses that had reverted because people
That's
hadn't
right.
paid their
Owned
taxes.
By the Burnaby, yes.
Yes, they had gone back.
And most were empty, sitting there doing nothing.
Did a lot of people around your area lose their houses? Do you know?
Well, I couldn't exactly answer that, but some did. Some would move away or move in with relatives. You know. Those things are kept secret, you know.
Right.
People don't like to boast about what they've lost, you know. Like a guy with buying a car, he won't tell you what goes wrong with a car. It's the best car on the road, you know. Isn't that right? It's a shame to tell you that he had to get a new this and new that, you see.
Right.
The same with people in their homes. It's a thing that people don't like to mention this.